Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more brunching than crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Friday. Let me get my camera right. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? I'm super excited to be here on another Friday. The podcast episode has been fire this week, man. Sunday was fire. Wednesday was fire. And listen, man, we're going to keep this thing going, man. And I'm having a hell of a week just making things happen. And man, I just really been locked in, man. I'm pleased with the progress. That's all I got to say, man. I'm super pleased. And when you work hard and you know, you got some faith. You got faith in God. You ignore the haters. A lot of great things can happen, man. So listen, with all that being said, if it is your first time watching, I ask that you do one thing for your boy. I ask this on every episode. I need you to hit the like button. You probably wonder why I need you to hit the like button, man. Why does this guy with the black hoodie on that actually matches the black pillows on the couch, but it don't match the couch and it don't match the headphones. Why does he need me to hit the like button? Because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. If you are a returner, you know I need you to hit the like button. And if you are Playback Gang, aka the PBG, that's what we call it on this show, I absolutely need you to hit the like button as well. And listen, man, before we talk to the fam and get this episode started, it's so crazy, man. I was a little bored this week, and people respond to my videos all the time. They be angry, upset. But on TikTok, you know, you got the stitch feature where people can stitch your videos. So I went through and was looking at some of the stitches. And listen, man, I promise you, man. Whenever I look at the people who respond negatively and disagree with me, I'm glad y'all ninjas disagree with me. I'm talking, it'd be the most non-articulate, illiterate, all types of things. I don't even want to mention because it's going to get political. But I don't agree with none of y'all motherfuckers. I don't look up to none of y'all motherfuckers. So I'm actually glad that y'all agree with me. And that's just confirmation that I'm doing what I need to do. That's just confirmation that I'm doing the right thing. That's just confirmation that this is the best fitness podcast ever. That's just confirmation that I'm putting out great content. But anyway, we already knew that. But sometimes you just need a little reassurance, man. But anyway, with all that being said, let's get in these comments. We're going to talk to the fam. We're going to get this episode started soon. And I think y'all going to like this one because we're going to have some fun today, man. Dom DeMarco, Marco. Wicked and Frost, what's going on, fellas? Gene, what's going on? C. Marty, what up, brother? Happy to be on. Love the quality content. Thank you. And Mark Carter from NYC to the DMV. Shout out to NYC, man. You know, NYC is my birthplace. You know, I know they be trying to say I'm from there. I'm not from there. I was born there and moved to Maryland when I was four. I've been here ever since. That's why I don't sound like y'all New York ninjas.
Nope.
SAG, what's going on, bro? But anyway, with all that being said, man, we're going to hop into this episode. And we all know we had Thanksgiving yesterday. Hold on, I got y'all.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name. Y'all know we had Thanksgiving yesterday. And if you like myself, you probably took a plate home. I know a couple of y'all took a plate home. Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know, especially if your family can cook. If your family can throw down. Now, a plate. I didn't say take a pan home. We got a certain demographic taking pans of food home, and they don't look like they need to be taking no pans of food home.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Let's check it out, man. And we're going to get this thing going, man. You know I got to have some fun with y'all real quick before we get started.
Baby, usually people get plates, baby. Why you got a pan in your
Now, she know damn well she had eight plates and don't need no pan. What the hell is she doing taking a pan home?
I'm saying, why you got a pan in your hand, baby? You supposed to get a plate.
Hey, and she trying to be slick with it.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, man, them the same people that will sit here and lie to your face and be like, I don't really eat that much.
What
you mean you don't eat that much?
Who's your common sense?
You don't need to be taking no pan of food home, all right? Take a plate, and that's it, okay? Now, I understand we do eat a little bit more than usual on Thanksgiving, right? But that's for people like us, people that's disciplined, been in the gym. You don't need to be eating a little extra when you've been eating extra every month. You don't need to be eating extra when you've been eating extra every week. A lot of these people use these holidays as an excuse to gorge themselves when they have zero discipline and they've been gorging themselves every month of the year. They done had Thanksgiving every month. This day 11th Thanksgiving of the year. Real talk. It's ridiculous though, man. You know, and then you eat on this food for days. Listen, my cutoff is Saturday for Thanksgiving leftovers. Right? After that, that's it. And even when I'm eating Thanksgiving leftovers, I'm still working out. Right. And I'm still eating other clean stuff. I'm still eating fruits, vegetables. I'm still drinking where my water go? I have my water right here. Here you go. I'm still drinking my water. I ain't finished my gallon a day. I'll probably finish by the end of this episode, but I'm still drinking my water, man. So you bringing a pan home. I mean, I guess I could do it. I guess some people could do it, but a lot of people doing it that don't need to do it. And they going to wonder why they ain't getting no results, why they out of shape. They going to blame PCOS. They're going to blame hormones. They're going to blame all the bullshit. And, you know, here, we just peel the layer back, and we're going to show why people don't get the results, why people are obese in America, why the obesity rates are where they are. It's because of shit like this. Let's look at it one more time.
Baby, usually people get plates, baby. Why you got a pen in your
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm saying, why you got a pen in your hand, baby?
Ridiculous.
You're supposed to get a plate.
Ridiculous, man. We got to do better, America.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
And it is what it is. You don't tell the truth, you know I got to go. Make sure I hit the like button. Where we at in these comments, man? Why do East Coast dudes be catcalling women on the streets instead of growing balls and shooting their shot? That is shooting their shot. That's what it is. I actually just took turkey home for protein. I did eat the whole pie though. And I mean, listen, I had fun too. I had cupcakes and cookies. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was out there yesterday eating everything at Auntie House. Everything. But I only drank sparkling water though. But I was eating everything. I ain't drink no alcohol, but I was eating everything. Damon, what up? And God is doing a new thing. 25. Is that your first comment on the show? If so, welcome to the show. We love when we have new people here. We always gonna show love.
Welcome to the show.
Certain demographics come with nothing and leave plenty. Yep. We're in NYC. I was born in Queens, lived in Queens till I was 4. My mom is from there. All my family's from there for the most part. I got a couple family members in Bronx, Brooklyn, but most of my people in Queens. Her water buffalo built ass. Tony Scorpio said elephant sound on her. I got you. Unk don't lie. The leftovers be in the fridge until next year Thanksgiving. That's crazy. You know goddamn well I meant approach. Okay, I was about to say that's them shooting they shot. Eating everything at Auntie House I was. To be frank, I didn't eat much. I ate 4 plates of food at my cousin's house in Mount Vernon. I got folks in Mount Vernon too. And I took home a few containers of food. I went for a 75-minute walk today, then ate for the first time at 6. Okay, well, nice little intermittent fasting. With all that being said, let's keep this episode going. And listen, man, we got another Pop the Balloon episode. And we've done a couple of these Pop the Balloon episodes. And we're not here to review this Pop the Balloon stuff for dating, right? We're here to just highlight how people lie about their fitness. And we got a woman here, unfortunately. What y'all know what race it is.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We got a woman here, unfortunately, who wants to lie about working out. And you know, working out, those of us that actually go to the gym can see right through it. Actually, a fit woman sent me this and was like, she noticed this bullshit instantly. Fit people see the bullshit, man. Anyway, make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's check it out, man.
Rudy, why did you end up popping your balloon?
It's nothing wrong. You look very nice. You know, of course, for a date, I would want you to wear something proper besides looking like you're going to Dave & Buster's.
Yeah, this fit is crazy.
And now, is she someone that's your type?
Fit crazy.
Not initially. I'm big into active, so.
What's wrong with me?
He's big into active.
Get into it.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So I'm big into an active lifestyle. I do a lot, you know.
Active lifestyle. He looks somewhat fit. It's fit bullshit, but he looks like he's fit.
I do a lot of movement. And my opinion, it doesn't look like you do a lot of movement. That's all I'm saying. I could be wrong. I don't know you. So, but yes.
And now listen, she does have a big butt, but I don't know. To me, I don't think she does a lot of movement. Just being honest with y'all.
Thank you.
Is he wrong?
Yes, you're wrong.
Okay.
It took her too long to say yes. She's capping.
Stop the cap.
Let's hold on. Let's look at that again. It took her way too long to say yes. Hold up.
Yes, you're wrong.
Okay. First of all, if somebody tells me, hey, I don't think C. Marty work out, and somebody says, do you actually work out? The yes is going to be, I'm going to be saying yes before they finish the question. That little hesitant, yes, you know she's lying.
Stop the cap.
Yes, you won.
Okay.
Because I'm an event planner, so I move a lot.
Okay.
And I work out.
An event planner's not working out.
Nope.
And I don't know why people think that, okay, you have an active job. I'm sure you might have to move some things. Right, I'm sure you're on the go. I'm sure you got meetings, but that's not a workout.
Nope.
And I don't know where this sister's from. She might be, you know, from Africa. I don't know. She got some type of accent. But you know, I guess it's an international thing now where people don't understand that. Listen, fitness is separate. Fitness is taking time out of your day, being intentional about your time, right? Putting some effort in. It requires some work ethic. It requires some discipline. It requires a mental shift. It requires a mindset in order for you to do that. And listen, if you haven't taken the steps to make that leap and self-improve, don't sit here and lie about it. I'm never going to be a fan of that, man. And men and women do this shit. And that's why the country's obese. This is why we are where we are. And this is why we glorify obesity, because people can't even be honest and admit that they don't live an active lifestyle.
Twice a week. So you are wrong. Thank you. Next.
Thank you. Now she's getting sensitive. And now she's getting sensitive and talking about she work out twice a week. You do not work out twice a week.
Stop the cap.
That's not, I mean, I guess it is active. That's probably good for some old people. Most people are in there 3 to 4 times a week. But, I mean, it's ridiculous, man. The coach is getting fatter. Coach is getting more obese. And like I always tell y'all, 2030, they saying 50% of the country is going to be obese, right? So you need to do everything you can to not be part of that 50%. Because at that point, these businesses, these corporations, they're only going to encourage you to get bigger and bigger because they got more incentive to get your money. The propaganda is going to get worse, right? The propaganda for the women is especially going to get worse. This is just my prediction. I see Marty Fitt could be wrong. The propaganda for the women is going to get worse. It's going to make dating harder because we're going to have to accept more fat women. A real man going to like it.
Nope.
It's going to be more of that shit. Right, it's going to be more guys accepting the dad bods, expecting fit women to accept the dad bods.
Nope.
And it's getting cooked out here, man. But be careful. Don't get around people that are sitting here lying about their fitness journey. At this point, as much bullshit as we expose on this show, you should know if somebody lying by now. You should already know. And stop going on Pop the Balloon. And it is what it is. You don't have to tell the truth, but you know I got to go. I wanted to be a big bag yesterday, but honestly, I've been eating for the most part clean for a very long time after one piece of pie. Okay. Yeah, Pop the Balloon, corny. Frost, come on, man. You know I ain't never been on that shit. It always caters to urban black community. The amount of folks on this show who pop balloon for folks who work out is insane. Ridiculous. Yeah, so I thought she's from Africa, but Jean's saying she's from Haiti. She confused being busy with being fit. What a dummy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
what an idiot.
Dummy.
She looked like she ate more plates on Thanksgiving than I did. She probably did. Talking about she an event planner. That's her workout. Get the fuck out of here, lady. Anyway, man, make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep this episode going. We got this lady here on one of these TLC shows, and she says she doesn't care if you talk about her weight. And obviously, these shows are extreme, but these mindsets are similar, and these mindsets are popping up more and more in America. Popping up. I don't care about the weight. You don't care. I don't care what you say. So let's check it out. We're going to take a step out of the black community, and we're going to go right back to the black community after this. But let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy.
Here we go.
Anyone who does not like my body, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm going to strut my stuff.
Hold on. She's going to strut her stuff. And the reason she thinks this is because, you know, women like this, they run to social media, they get validation. Right? We go through the comments. We go comment surfing on here. We might go comment surfing today. Right? Beautiful. Gorgeous. I would hit that. I would sleep with that. I'm trying to pick that up. I'm trying to eat all of that up. They see it all the time. Right? And they don't see that, one, a lot of these comments are lying to her. And two, a lot of these comments are just horny and would sleep with anything. And they look at it as a compliment.
All right, I'm nervous.
Yeah, I think Nikki posts all her videos to come off as strong, but deep down, I don't think she's truly happy.
Even her own folks are saying that. I don't know if this is her husband, boyfriend, or brother, but you got someone in her camp even admitting that she's not truly happy. You got to think, man. These people struggle to get up the steps. They probably struggle to wash their ass. They probably struggle when they lay down with someone they love. They probably struggle breathing. They probably struggle with all types of stuff, right? You can't sit here and believe that someone's happy just because they put it online. People put shit online and go in the bathroom and cry. I done seen it. I've seen it. I've been a trainer for a long time. I've seen all types of shit. Don't believe this shit.
Sorry, hold on.
Oh, there she go. She crying. She literally just said she's strutting her stuff. 10 seconds later, she's crying. This is the same setting with the same outfit. So this is the same. This is moments after. She just said she doesn't care. She's strutting her stuff.
So what's making you upset and sad?
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's understandable. Tell them why you're scared.
Uh-oh.
There's a lot of mean people.
Yeah.
I thought you ain't care. So you worried about mean people, but you just say you don't care. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. And when I tell y'all, I made this reference, was this week? Maybe last week. But anyway, I made this reference, and basically, you don't hear fit women, petite women, small women say, I'm fit and happy, I'm slim and happy, I'm petite and happy. But you'll hear a big woman say, I'm big and happy. Or you'll hear, I'm fat and happy. That right there is straight up cap. That's a bold-faced lie. If you're truly happy, you don't have to sit here and try to convince someone that you're happy. So just remember that shit. Next time you, man, I'm not going to listen to See Marty Fit. I'm going to skip the gym. I'm not going to have this discipline. Next time you feel like that, remember, she was just strutting her stuff. And now she's crying because she's scared about what people going to say about her big ass. I thought it was cool to walk around with the trumpet. I thought it was cool to walk with the trumpet music. Now you care about what we talking about.
I hate being this size.
And that's what I'm talking about, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
So, I guess I'm assuming this woman has a following. I didn't do the research, but the guy just says she posts online a lot or whatever. So she's doing all this strutting in the camera, dancing, giving off the facade that she's so happy and plus size. But then is crying, says people are mean, then finally admits that she hates being that size. And I'm convinced that all the comment surfing we doing of all these women saying they not going to the gym is white supremacy. We got a white supremacy post coming soon. The gym is white supremacy. The gym is oppression. We're living in the Trump era. They saying all this shit. I'm convinced these women are not happy with themselves and they hate being that size. And I hate to say this, man, but this is the truth. Ladies, listen up. Damn, this one's going to cut deep. This one's going to cut deep. But a lot of times these women that are obese and they get attention from men and this validates them so much. It's literally because that's when they're sexualized like that, that's the only way they think they could get male attention or male validation. That's the only way. And so they stay that size because they know they're going to continue to get male validation. And dudes look at it as easy buns. They look at it as easy, right? That's why there's a stereotype of bigger women getting guys that come out of prison, getting broke guys, getting guys and spending a tax return on them. That's why these exist. So, you know, stereotypes are earned, not given. So y'all could get mad at me as much as you want to, but that's just what it is, man. That's what it is. So stop listening to this bullshit, man. Get your ass in shape. Get your ass in the gym. Tap into the podcast. Tap into the community. Well, I'm dropping the community soon. I'm still putting some finished touches on it. I know some of y'all asked about the C. Marty Fit community. It's dropping soon. We just, you know, we working on it, man. But anyway, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got it. Where we at, man? Ew, yuck is crazy. You do care. That's why you're talking about it on the video. Those pants are ripped and they put fishnets as replacements. That's crazy. Where's Jenny to defend her people? Jenny not rocking with us today.
How dare you?
Jenny had a white Thanksgiving yesterday. She probably still with the family.
How dare you?
That's crazy. Let's be real. The amount of dudes online commenting on the fat woman's pic doesn't correlate with in real life. In real life, the vast majority of dudes ain't approaching big women like that. And yeah, it's usually dusties. It's usually dusties. Probably due to not wanting to be seen in public flirting with a big woman. Yep. Gyms have been around way before Trump was even a thing and back when black people still liked them. Hey, yo. That's being disingenuous. Don't put out here this notion that you're being big, happy being big. That's bullshit.
Bullshit?
We all want to look good and feel good. Strive to be a best. Absolutely. A woman no one cares to look at outside of prison will look like Mariah Carey to a lowlife. Yep. Oh, God. Fat phobia is rooted in racism. It is. Where's my button?
Phobia is rooted in racism?
Big facts. And I'm killing y'all today. Let's keep this thing going. Cooking today and we about to cook some more. We about to cook some more. Make sure you hit the like button and we right back to the black community.
You know, black people.
No.
All right, so now we've gotten so out of hand. And listen, man, it's not body shaming. I'm just pointing out the delusion. I'm pointing out the issues. I'm pointing out why the fuck we got the results that we got, especially in the black community. We've gotten so far gone that we don't even call fat fat no more. We don't even call obese obese no more. We got women saying, I'm really not fat. So let's see what this girl says. She wants to know if she's big and she swears up and down she's not big. So let's check out some delusion. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
Not fat, y'all. I'm so tired of y'all thinking I'm a big bitch. Like that shit really starting to get to me because it's starting to make me think, am I bigger than I think I am?
Oh,
like,
brother.
Am I delusional and I think I'm...
First thing... And now some women and men have chunky faces. That face a little too chunky to not be big. Let's keep it going.
Or I think I'm small, but I'm really a big bitch. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, brother.
Like, when people get misgendered, what is called when somebody miss weight?
All right. We're not even going to go there, but now we're comparing being misgendered, quote unquote, which is a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. Now we're saying you can be what did she say? Misweighted? You can be misweighted. Yeah, we're cooked. In other words, people can assume that you're fat and you're not fat. Let's keep going.
Let me show y'all how big I am, because I promise y'all, I feel like I'm a good size. I feel like I look good.
I feel like I'm a good size. I feel like I look good. You already know where this is going.
People don't see me. They be like, they be like, oh, you look good too. But they be like, girl, I
doesn't mean you're not fat.
Big. And I'm going to keep making videos about this, because every time one of y'all see me, I get this all the time, and it's so irritating. And it's like, oh my God, am I a big bitch on TikTok?
Oh,
and before I show y'all how big I am, then the girl today gonna say, girl, you need to do more full body videos because I thought you was huge.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Come on. Show us. Bring it on. Let's get to it. You're doing a lot of talking. Let's get to it. Come on, baby.
I don't want
to
do full body videos. I just want to talk and do.
You're doing a lot of talking, baby. Let's get to it, baby.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
That's what I think is about to happen.
My hair on here. I don't want to do nothing else.
This is what I'm talking about, man. And this girl here is probably what? 22? And now she's not morbidly obese, but with this mindset that she currently has, with this build that she currently has, which I'm sure she has shitty habits on top of that, where do you think she's going to be headed in the next 3-4 years? What you think is going to happen? I'm sorry. This is not body shaming. This is a fat woman. And this is how it starts. And she's getting out of hand. And she's already telling herself that she's not that big. And you wonder why we got the 60% obesity rate in the black community, because we continue to lie to our women. And you can't fix a problem if you don't know that the problem exists. How are you ever going to get fit if you don't even acknowledge that you need to get fit? If you don't acknowledge that you need to drop some excess body fat? If you don't acknowledge that there's a problem. This is a young girl. She's cute. She could be bomb. She got potential to be bomb. But I'm telling you right now, this just going to go down the wrong path, man. And a lot of times, Americans in the black community, we have a girl here and we just send her down the wrong path, man. To the point where she lets herself go. She accumulates all this fat. Now she's in her 30s trying to get rid of this shit. Now she got 2 kids. She got a busy schedule. She got the husband. She got a boyfriend. She doing this. She trying to do a side hustle. Now it's hard to get in the gym, right? It's fucking with her mentally to get in the gym. And then on top of all of that, y'all sit there and tell her it's hormones. When it's like, no, when she was 22, she was telling herself she's a good size. She feels like she looks good. And nobody keep it real with her. This is how it starts, man. This is how it starts. I've seen it plenty of times. Most of my clientele has been black women. So a lot of the shit y'all try to hit me with, I done seen shit go backwards and go south. So, hey, keep lying to these women. All right? And ladies, if you find yourself in a situation like her, you need to tap into the podcast, tap into the content. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Let's keep this episode going. Where we at, man? If folks were happy being big, they wouldn't rush to take Ozempic, Rozetbound, and other GLP-1s. Let's get real, man. Folks don't want to stay big. Most folks can't afford Ozempic. She's using a filter to record. That says a lot. Jenny, what up? The coolest, coldest, dopest. Exactly. I know this big backs curse more than fit people. Have to take bearing child into consideration. Take bearing children into consideration as well. All that stuff is a factor, right? But obviously, we can snap back, and that's not a path to obesity. It's a path to changing your body. It's a path to an obstacle, you know, snapping back after childbearing. But like I said, man, it's another hurdle. It makes it harder. That's why women need to get on it before they start having children, before they get pregnant. Right now, you already established a lifestyle. You already established in your mindset that this is something I do. This is part of my day. This is part of my week. This is something I do four times a week, regardless of the day. Right? If you got in your mind, hey, I'm going to work out four times a week. If you have to miss a day, hey, I got to get my second day, my third day, my fourth day. Right? It's just something that we do. My workout schedule isn't the same every week, but I know I'm going to work out 5 days a week. And rest too, right? So I ain't work out yesterday on Thanksgiving, but I worked out today. You know what I mean? So it's all that all that shit factors in. With that mindset, her future is not bright.
Nope.
A good chance she may be part of a family of big backs where she's considered small. You know what? That's very true. Mary J 99. That is facts, and that doesn't help either. Sometimes your family. And that's what we always talk about exposure here, right? If you're not exposed to fit people, if you're exposed to people.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's bigger than you, your parents, aunts, uncles, grandpa, grandma, cousins, if they all bigger than you and you're smaller than them, but you're still 30% body fat, you're still obese, but you're not 35 or 40% body fat. So they're going to tell you that you're not that big. So exposure is everything. That's a good point, Mary J. Esther 19 just got here. Happy Friday. What's going on, man? Hey, I'm killing y'all on this Friday night episode. And actually, what Mary J. just said leads to the next video. The reality of losing weight as a black woman. Shout out to Coach Chemo. She from the DMV. She put this video up, and she had a weight loss journey, and she going to talk about some of the struggles she had on her journey. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Man, let's keep this thing going.
One of the things about losing weight as a black woman is that people will always criticize you for losing weight. And it makes Facts. No sense to me. I just don't understand it. People will prioritize Facts. A physique over actual health and wellness. Facts. For example, like I always share my transformation photos, my before and after. You'll be surprised about the amount of comments that I get. It's like, oh my gosh, girl, you look better before. You look so good. No, I did not.
And the only reason they're saying that is because her, specifically Coach Chemo, she got a real nice body. She got a nice physique. She got a big butt. That's the only reason they're saying that, because she has a fat ass, and when she was heavier, her ass was fatter. Her ass was bigger. Despite possibly more cellulite, despite a higher body fat, despite possible being pre-diabetic, I don't know that about her. I'm just throwing shit out there. But despite her being an unhealthier version of herself, because her ass was fatter, they told her she looked better, or she could have stayed right there. That's the ignorance in the black community.
I was overweight, and I was a cheeseburger away from my belly hanging over my pants. That is not cute, and that never was the goal. So.
And I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Belly hanging over your pants, right? A waistline that gravity pulling down, that's hanging over your belt loop, is not healthy. There's nothing healthy about that. I didn't say you got to have a full-blown six-pack. I didn't say that. But a hanging belly or a gut is a sign of a poor lifestyle. I don't care what they tell you, because you don't get that without eating excess calories, eating things with no macro and micronutrients. It just doesn't happen.
So if you're on your fitness journey, if you're on a weight loss journey, just make sure you prioritize your health and wellness and don't listen to these people. Keep going. Because listen, it's crazy.
Shout out to her, man. You know, and what's crazy is, man, y'all, folks get so mad at me, especially about the black community. And I can always find a black woman. Okay, let me rewind. They get mad at me about the content I make about black women when I, you know, try to encourage them to get their shit together, try to point out the excuses they don't need to listen to. And we always find black women saying the same shit that I say. So it makes, I'm an idiot when I say it, but we really find black women that say the same shit. And they be hating on them too, calling them pick me's and all types of shit. But all I say is she just got engaged. So somebody fucking with her mindset. Is that, am I right or wrong? Anyway, man, we're going to get to the next video. Let's see what we got, man. We got, oh, bro, I'm sorry. Is this the last black community video? Because I'm tired of us today. This is the last black community video, man.
You know, black people.
No, no.
It's the last one for today. No, it's not. I lied.
Stop the cap.
And it ain't never the last one. Anyway, we got this girl here, plus size girl. And she says that she follows all fat bitches. I didn't call them bitches. I'm just repeating what she said. She's going to tell us why she follows all fat people. Make sure y'all hit that like button, too, for your boy, man. Where we at? Where the video at? I can't find it. Oh, here you go.
I want to say about being plus size and navigating the internet. Please follow people that look like you so that your self-concept doesn't become...
Okay, two red flags there. First red flag. She said, follow people that look like you. This is obviously cope to make herself feel better about herself, because she gets triggered every time she sees a woman smaller than her, particularly a fit woman, more than likely. And she said self-concept. Not sure if that's, does she mean self-conscious? Self-concept, I never heard that phrase. I could be wrong, but I think we got a grammatical error here. Let's hear it again.
So that your self-concept doesn't become...
Self-concept? I don't know. Am I right or wrong?
...become distorted by looking at people who are like, for example, I'm fat. Mm-hmm. I follow fat girls.
Okay.
It's a few skinny bitches in there for the aesthetic. Follow people that look like you so your self-concept doesn't get warped.
Yeah, so this is a mental health issue here, right? You have to follow people who are big like yourself, like I said, because you get triggered, you feel bad. And deep down, you want to be smaller. You want to do something about it, but one, you don't know what to do, and two, you don't have the grit, you don't have the willpower, you don't have the confidence to make a change. You ain't going to do shit about it. Right, even though you're uncomfortable where you are, clearly, because you're making this damn video, you ain't gonna do shit about it.
You are, am I beautiful? Yes, you're beautiful. Fuck what conventional, honestly, white supremacy culture. Hate to bring that phrase up, but it is what it is.
God. All that shit. Oh my god.
Is rooted in racism,
white supremacy culture. What are we talking about? Hold up. We got to cut the shit. Why is it that every time black people are, you know, we're lacking in one area, we're suffering in one area, we need to get better here, we always blame white supremacy? I'm sorry. I've debunked it 1,000 times. How is white supremacy keeping you fat? And the thing about it is, y'all about to call me a coon and about to get a little political.
Nope.
Y'all use white supremacy so much that when there is actual white supremacy, People don't want to hear that shit because y'all use that shit for dumb shit like being fat. So y'all keep using these issues to say white supremacy. Now it takes the eye off of actual white supremacy. It takes the eye off of actual racism. Y'all motherfuckers are creating a hole. That's why black fatigue exists. Black fatigue exists because of shit like that. She just blamed her weight on white supremacy. Nobody wants to hear that shit. Listen, no white man picked up a Twinkie and forced you to eat it. No white man forced you to not get on the treadmill. Yeah, your black ass can't get on this treadmill. It never happened. So like I'm cool with y'all pointing out unfair shit for black folks, but that shit right there, I see black people in my gym every damn day. The first thing I do every day is train black women. So I'm not trying to hear that shit, bro. I'm not trying to hear that. My first session of the day is all black women. We got one Asian girl in there. Everybody else black. Y'all see it on my story. Those of y'all follow me on Instagram. So I'm not trying to hear this shit. And before you come on here talking and bitching at my motherfucking page, I done helped more black women than all y'all bitching on my page. And I got the receipts for it. So, hey. I mean, that's ridiculous, bro. White supremacy for you being fat. And then they'll say white supremacy and never explain it. They just, okay, white supremacy. Okay, give us an explanation. Nah, you a coon. All right, bro. Then I can't take you serious. I can't take you serious, bro. But it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go, man. Let's get in these comments. Yeah, we tired of this bullshit, man. Ew, what the hell? Look at her. What the hell? That's Wicked Scorpion's future wife. Okay. Oh, my God. Look how big her damn fingers are. No, that's sad. She needs to take control of her weight pronto. Absolutely agree. Why would I follow someone who looks just like me if I currently don't like how I look? Make it make sense.
Let him cook.
Crazy, right? Crazy. First off, Thanksgiving bash session, big chicken, what up? I think Buquisha means self-confidence. Oh, brother, this gal here. Yeah, whatever she was trying to say, self-concept, that wasn't it.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
I never get how big girls prioritize hair and nails, but never their health. Crazy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Not this white supremacy bullshit again when it comes to fitness. Shut your bitch ass up, ninja.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Self-concept. She's probably trying to say self-perception or perception of self. Either way, she's delusional and clearly unhappy with herself, so she seeks out people that look like her for her acceptance. Yep. Some Chinese fried rice and a sea of chocolate. Damn. White people's fault. Yeah, it's always, Jenny, it's your fault.
How dare you?
Jenny, it's your fault. Black women are training outside every day at the gym. And it's real talk. It's real talk. We see black women getting it in every day. Off topic, went to the Eagles game tonight. On the subway back home, 5YNs lit 3 blunts and smoked the whole car out. All these old people got all disrespectful. Not going to say what race. Yeah, you know. Listen, man, we're going to keep this fitness thing going, but when the day comes and I could talk about these ninjas, oh, brother. When the day comes and I could talk about these ninjas, we going up. And that day might be here sooner than later. It's coming. That day's coming. Anyway, man, we got this girl here going to the grocery store. This is a black, I guess, trainer, fitness influencer. But this girl right here, she's pretty funny on TikTok. Let's check her out. Hit the like button for your boy. And we're going to keep this episode going because it's fire already. Let's check out the grocery store, Ryan.
And when we get in this grocery store, your big ass better act like you got some sense.
This shit heavy as fuck, just like you.
Facts.
A lady with a fit body just told me these are good and they're good for you, so I'm getting them.
Okay.
I'm not saying you can't eat bagels, but maybe don't get the ones that are 300 calories.
A 300 calorie bagel. And you know y'all don't, a lot of y'all don't eat one bagel, y'all eat two. So we're at 600 calories, not including the cream cheese, butter, bacon, and probably an orange juice for a lot of y'all. 300 calorie bagels, insane.
And then slap on a thick ass layer of cream cheese and wonder why you're so wide.
See what I said?
I don't know who needs this much bacon, but definitely not your big ass.
Yeah, that bacon is crazy.
So many different flavors of diabetes.
All of that. They got a whole Costco section, a whole diabetes section. You shouldn't even be in that section. You shouldn't even be there. If you got a Costco membership, it's a couple sections you need to be in. There's one with all the meat, paws, no ditty. There's one where the vegetables and the fruit, that's all, at least at my Costco and the ones I've been to, all that shit right there. You need to go there. There's some stuff in the frozen section you can go to and the water section. You don't need to be in this dessert section that much.
If you want to be a snack, these are the snacks you need to eat.
Absolutely.
Meal prep secured.
Yep.
A whole Thanksgiving dinner that's cheaper than your DoorDash order. I know y'all don't know how to Thanks. Cook, but come to Costco because you really have no excuses now.
Costco's definitely a cheat code.
Keep your ass out of Smoothie King. You don't need to stop anywhere else for breakfast, Cal. 190 calories for 17 grams of protein. 30 grams of protein for 160 yep. calories. I don't know. This might be All the facts. Cheat code.
Shout out to her, man. I need to do a grocery store video, man. I need to go to a grocery store video, but that's... The one thing I like about Costco and some of y'all got Sam's Club, some of y'all have BJ's, pause.
No Diddy, you know?
But, you know, whatever that your superstore is, right? The reason I like it is because when you buy that stuff in bulk, it forces you to eat it. Like, you're not going to waste it at home and go out and eat some fast food. Right? It's going to force you to be like, all right, I got to eat this shit. I don't want to waste my bread, you know? So I think that's great for you trying to get back on track and you trying to, you know, get your discipline, shift your mindset and all that. Costco is the move. Get in there. But it's a lot of unhealthy shit in there, too. And it's a lot of shit that they'll mask as healthy, right? The same applies in Costco. Vegetables, fruits, meats, whole foods. They got water. I go to Costco, I get the gallon water six pack, it's like $9. You know what I mean? Like, just it's a good move. So get that membership if you can. I don't know how much the monthly is. I can't remember. But hey, it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth. And you know I gotta go. Where we at, man? Where we at? If I was a manager and I saw a resume with the name Buquisha on it. I'll throw that in the trash. Having a ghetto black name is not good for applying to jobs. That's crazy. It's not, though. Had my first black Thanksgiving yesterday. Wasn't ready for that. Oh, Jenny, you went to a black Thanksgiving? Oh, man. You know that. Oh, I got to hear about this. I can't wait to hear about that, Jenny. A lot of fried chicken, 300 for the whole bagel, or only half of a bagel. Exactly. White macadamia cookies, good as fuck. Big facts. Can't wait for you to talk about these ninjas and hood rats. I'm here for the fittest in comedy. I tell you now, man, I got a couple videos on my page where I'm talking about them. You know, people was mad, but that's one thing, man. I just tell the truth. Them motherfuckers hate me when I talk about the black community. It's crazy. It's crazy. All right, man, what we got next, man? Let's keep it going. Tons of fried food and turkey neck and collard greens. Okay, shout out to Jenny at the Black Thanksgiving. So good. 10 sides also. Yeah, you see, Jenny, we eat. We eat, same. That's
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So how my Thanksgiving was, my aunts, they had all types of stuff over there. Mac and cheese, yams, collard greens with the turkey in it. Turkey, salmon, cookies, cupcakes, cake, Hennessy. So one of my aunts, I'm like, you want some Bellini?
Nope.
I said, what is that? It's like, just enjoy the drink with us.
Nope.
I ain't drinking. They was trying to give me the drink. A mess over there at the black cookhouse. You got the kids running around. Kids want to play. You got to body slam the kids.
Nope.
Kids dropping shit. It's different over there, Jenny. Anyway, man, make sure y'all hit the like button. We got David Alexander, famous trainer in Miami, who I actually got one of my certifications from. Money is not more important than your health. We talk about this a lot. But it's good to hear a professional talk about it who gets paid to go on the road and treat NBA players, help them with their mobility, stretching, injuries. Let's hear him say it. Because when I say it, they just be like, oh, yeah, you just train black women up the street. So let's hear somebody else say it.
It's not more important than your health, right? There's that old saying, you have a million problems until you compromise or lose your health. And then you have one problem, and that's getting your health back.
Right? All sex. So
we want to teach people, let's not get that drastic where you, God forbid, get sick with something like cancer. Yep.
And I just got a new client. He's a cop, actually. And he was talking about all the hours he worked, and he was saying he got to get to the money. So he was neglecting his health. I had this same conversation with him, brother. We got to get our money, obviously, especially fellas. We got to get our money. But you got to take care of this motherfucking engine. We only get one. And the moment you're unhealthy, you have a health scare, you got some type of issue, you can't go get that money. Especially a cop, that's a real physical job. I got a real physical job. If something happens, I can't work. So we got to take care of this motherfucker. Ladies, y'all too.
Or you get, you know, a god-awful disease where it takes you to go, wait, I need to put everything on hold now because I need to improve my health. Yep. It doesn't need to get that far.
Yeah,
right.
It's too late.
And then understanding all the other resources that we do have out there, because there's so much misinformation, like, you know, stem cell therapy. Like, okay, we're going to bring you down to Medellin and work with one of the top clinics so you can understand that. IVs. What are IVs? Peptides. Who should take peptides? What peptides are good? It's going to.
Yeah, don't just take a peptide and take these things without the lifestyle change. That shit's not going to do anything for you, whether it's peptides, whether it's GLP. Whether it's the fucking TRT, whether it's whatever. If you don't have a lifestyle change, none of that shit matters. It's not a miracle. It's not magic.
Also be like, let's present the science to people when they come to this wellness retreat, right?
Facts.
So we have time to sit around, we'll hand out literature and go, here's what's scientifically proving, and here's opinion base. Right? Here's some stuff floating around on Instagram where people are talking about these peptides and
yep.
You know, BPC-157 or whatever it may be. Like, let's look at the science. What does that say? So then you can make an intelligent decision with your doctors and family and go, is this the right thing for you?
Big fact. Shout out to him. And so we do have to lean more into science. And propaganda has led people to just flat out ignore it. Right? For instance, you know, we can keep this surface level. You know, the fact that if you have excess fat, right, you probably have layers of visceral fat, and that's toxins in your body. There's no way you can be a healthy version of you if you have all these toxins in your body. And there's no way that you won't get healthier if you get rid of some of them toxins in your body. You get rid of that fat and visceral fat. That's basic science right there. I'm sure if Ronith was here, I'm sure she could break it down a little more. I'm not as smart as her. I'm not no dummy. But I mean, that's basic science that's denied daily in the United States. Daily. Insane. No, that's not the Thanksgiving experience for all black families. That's funny. But yeah, man. It is what it is, bro. Get the money, of course. But you got to take care of yourself. And listen, man, you can always get another job. You can always start a business. It's ways to get money out here. But, you know, speaking for myself, you know, I was doing the general manager job and running my business at the same time. And what I will say from that experience, man, I haven't told many people this, but like I never fell off. I never got out of shape. But when I was doing both, wasn't sleeping as much because I was grinding so hard. My workouts weren't effective and I wasn't eating as much. So my physique didn't, like I said, it didn't tank or fall off, but it wasn't what it is now. Right. And now that I'm, you know, I'm focusing on my business, I'm working on scaling that. That's the route I want to go. Right. I can put the time and the effort into my health and fitness. And then that in turn is helping my business. Right. Because I'm more alert. I'm making better decisions. I got more mental clarity. Right. I'm in a better mood. I'm not walking around irritable. So the fact that I can put more into my workouts, I can put more into my mobility, I can put more into my nutrition, it's helping me make more money. That's what I be trying to get people to understand. If you are at a 9-to-5, you want a promotion, you want to hit the sales quota, you want to outperform whatever, you know, the competition is. If you can invest in your health and fitness more, it's only going to increase that. So, yeah, you got to put the work in and the hours in at work, too. But Jenny's in sales, right? Jenny goes around the country selling. I bet you Jenny will admit that her health and fitness, her going to the track, listening to the podcast, right, her investing in her nutrition is helping her in her sales job. Am I right or wrong, Jenny? Let me know in the comments. But yeah, we can't keep putting money over the health. And you know, one of the guys at the gym who I, you know, he be in and out. He'll be consistent for a week or two, then you don't see him and he come back. No disrespect to that brother. It's all love. I don't know if you watched the show. But I had to get him to understand that, bro, the health is over the money, and he wasn't really understanding it. He just kept talking about six figures. Yes. Yeah, I want you to make six figures, bro, but I want you to take care of your fucking self too. Right? I don't care what the six figures, you're getting fatter and unhealthier. Yeah, you making six figures, but can you enjoy the six figures like how you want to? That shit gonna catch up to you eventually. So you gotta take care of yourself, man. I think I struggle because I don't sleep much. When I do get sleep, I mean, there's a difference. It's a big difference, man. Sleep is a game changer, bro. And a lot of times, you know, you hit a plateau or something and you don't see the results you want. Let's really look at that sleep. And, you know, sometimes I got to set an alarm to put the phone down and go to bed. If that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. But this doesn't work without sleep. I promise you, your workout is going to be shitty if you're not getting adequate sleep. And a lot of times, y'all be wanting me to stay on the podcast all night, which I would love to do, but I got to sleep, right? The podcast isn't going to be as productive if I don't sleep. I'm not going to be as productive for my clients if I don't sleep. I'm not going to be as good in my business if I don't sleep. I'm not going to be as good on my content if I don't sleep. So you got to be strict with it sometimes. And so whether that's, you know, if you got a spouse, if you got kids, you know, figure out how to do what you need to do with them. Spend your time with them, you know, give them the love and the attention you need to give them. But figure out a way to do it and get your sleep in, right? Of course, there's going to be some nights where you don't sleep as much as others. We're all adults. We got shit to do. I understand that fully, you know? Like, a lot of times, 8 hours ain't realistic for everyone. That shit ain't realistic for me. I know that. Not every night. I try my best to get it. You know, I'm working towards it. But, shit, I'm in the grind phase. I'm grinding. So, it's not going to be 8 every night, you know? And even when I get to where I want to get to, it still might not be 8 every night, you know. But hey, I'm killing y'all today. This is good content, bro. This is great content, bro. It's great content, man. I slept 9 hours 2 days ago. Most is 5 to 7. That money in car and house don't care if you get sick. Exactly. I say all the time, slow down with chasing the bag, catch up with your health. That's a bar right there. Anyone saying they got 8 to 9 hours of sleep all the time is lying. That doesn't include getting up in the middle of the night to take a piss. Hey, man, Kobe would be on you. Chris, he is on his sleep. Yeah. And I'm like I said, I'm working on it. I'm trying to get better on it. But shit. It ain't as easy as it sounds, but I ain't about to be out here not getting any sleep or sacrificing my health and my growth. I'm going to get some sleep in, right? And that's what I do. Usually when I get off here, I'm right to sleep. Going right to bed, man. We got one more video by the same guy, by David Alexander. He's going to talk about fear around health. And this one has to do with like Apple Watches and Oura Rings. So let's check it out, and we're going to get up out of here, man.
The fear around health, we're actually hurting people more. Like, right? Like, that's why I personally don't wear an Oura Ring anymore.
Yep.
We talked about that. I believe it creates a system of fear. I wore it for 2 years. And I loved it. And it got to a point where I was so stressed out thinking about my sleep score. I need to go to bed. Just go to fucking bed.
Facts.
We know if you drink alcohol, it's probably going to fuck your sleep.
And I know one of my buddies, he wears, is it the, I think it's the Apple Watch he wears. One of them things with an Oura Ring something. But it takes a sleep score, and the motherfucker is losing his mind trying to get his sleep score past 81. He done slept 8 hours, 9 hours, and it won't go past 81. I'm like, yo, you got to relax. You got to chill. Fuck that. If you feel like you got great sleep, who cares what the watch says?
Sleep up. If you eat like shit an hour before bed, it's probably going to fuck your sleep up.
Facts.
Right? We know what works and what doesn't work, but everybody's searching for that one magic thing, and it's not that fucking hard. It's just we have everyone confusing everyone, and everyone stressing everyone else out.
And, you know, don't overcomplicate the situation. What works? Whole foods. What works? Resistance training, lifting weights. What works? Drinking your water, even if you got to finish it last minute, the gallon, like I'm doing right now. What works? Getting your steps in. What works? Not drinking alcohol. What works? Not eating bullshit. Keep the shit simple. There's no overly complicated thing. The science is there. The people who have gotten results are there, right? And there's no shortcut.
And everyone creating fear that it's like, I need this peptide. I need this. I got to plunge. What if I plunge 4 minutes? And it's not that hard, man. Cold water has its benefits. This is how long you should plunge. Sauna has its benefits. This is how long you should do it. Processed food can kill you. Sugar can kill you. Alcohol exactly. can kill you, right? Well, where's the moderation? All right, well, let's talk about it.
Shout out to him. And that's part of the reason a lot of people don't even hit their results, because they overcomplicate it. They try to do something extreme, you know. They try to do something that isn't sustainable, right? Like, you know, 75 hard, for instance. Great program. Everybody's not built for that. Everybody can't do 75 hard. I've done 75 hard. This shit's hard as hell. But if you don't have discipline for 2 weeks, if you don't have discipline for 3 weeks, you don't need to be doing 75 hard. So just start simple and start with the basics, and you can always work your way up, build up to, you know, something more extreme, something a little more disciplined, man. And that's another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Another fire episode, man. Another fire episode in the books. This was a fire week, man. I definitely appreciate y'all. Go ahead, follow my social media. C. Marty Fit on Instagram. C. Marty Fit on TikTok. C. Marty Fit on X. C. Marty Fit on YouTube, where you watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches.com for the gear. Or you can cop directly from my YouTube videos. We got NutriMeal plans. If you want some meals delivered to you, you know, if you're tired of cooking, you can use my discount code CMartyFit50, 50% off your first order. And, man, we're going to keep it going. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple and Spotify as well, if you want to listen to the audio version. And look, man, like I said, I got 2026. We're going to level this podcast up some more, man. And those of you that have been rocking with me for a minute, I know, like, Tasha Brown Baldy, y'all seen the come up. Y'all seen the evolution of the podcast, and we just going to keep growing this shit and turning it up some more, man. So I definitely appreciate y'all, man. I have a 45-minute car nap here and there. Don't stress. Yeah, I do the quick naps too. You know, a lot of my naps, 20, 30 minutes. I know it sounds crazy, but that shit get me going. I don't want to wake up all sluggish and groggy and shit. I got work to do, man. So with all that being said, you know the motto. If you don't unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And we'll be live again on Sunday. I don't know what time. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I don't know what time. We're gonna try 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern. But we'll see. It's tough. Sunday's tough, man. We'll be there. But there will be an episode. I can promise y'all there will be an episode, man. So yeah. Like I said, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on Sunday. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.